Does your home provide an emotional safe harbor for your children, a place where they feel protected and nurtured? The measure of emotional safety at home can have lasting effects on the psychological well-being of your children.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
A classic study of child-rearing practices followed over 1,500 boys from pre-adolescence through young adulthood and produced three very interesting findings. First, when love and appreciation are communicated to children, their self-esteem grows. Kids need to feel loved virtually every day of their lives. Now, that's not so surprising, perhaps, but the second finding was the parents of the high self-esteem children were not only strict, but consistent in their discipline as well. If children find that rules at home are not being enforced, they often assume it's because no one cares enough to get involved. Permissiveness leads to insecurity and dependence in children, whereas accountability and responsibility breeds confidence and a high degree of self-respect. The third ingredient that marked the homes of the high self-esteem children was openness. Once the boundaries for behavior had been established, there was freedom for individual personalities to grow and develop. So a home that is more loving, where boundaries are well established and individuality is encouraged, is a safe haven for children, which permits them to blossom into confident adults.
Hear more at drjamesdobson.org.